Years have passed since the discovery of the secret world that would forever alter the future of the family. Brothers Tom and James McGuire work to project an air of normality as they attempt a typical college life, growing stronger as they keep vital information under wraps. But, as secret princes of the planet Oblivionana, their earthly lives are plagued by the pursuit of the demon princess, Morcan, who seeks control of their mother's home planet for herself.
"It's going to be my first day of school tomorrow and I don't want to go because I'm scared and I don't know anyone."
Ollie's eyes brightened up as he replied.
"I know school. That's the big place I see from my favourite spot up high, with all the children running and playing outside. I wish I could go."
Again, Ollie's eyes lit up with excitement. The moose walked up beside me, stood up on its hind legs, crossed its arms, and his teeth began to chatter.
"Little cold tonight,"
he said, looking down at me.
"Well, it is winter," I replied. "You've got a real nice arse on you for a human."
I had heard that moose can be overtly sexual, but I thought it was just a rumor.
As she does this, the woman talks to her friend about how easy the cashier's job is and how stupid she must be. The cashier is actually tearing up hearing this. She tries to ignore it and kindly says to the woman, "That's £59.50, madam." However, this only makes the woman angrier.
"What? That's not right, stupid little bitch. You can't even get something this simple right."
Just then, a man being served at the next till speaks up. He's wearing a t-shirt and jeans.
"Hey, lady, watch your mouth. This girl has been doing a great job and has been extremely patient with you. I'd have thrown you out by now."
Suddenly, 80 Templar knights showed up and led the charge to break the Muslim position and then routed the much larger force. Saladin retreated and had only 3,000 men left after the pitched battle. It was this battle which created the mystique of the Templars on the battlefield. First into the fray and last to leave the field, with a policy of no ransom, they fought like lions. Just their appearance on the battlefield was enough to terrify most of their enemies. Once upon a time, long ago, and far, far away. Actually, it wasn't that far away. It's not far away at all, depending on where you are. But I digress. It was the beautiful city of Charleston, South Carolina. There lived a pretty little girl named Calla Lily. Calla Lily lived in a great big mansion along the Battery near the river. The house was surrounded by every kind of blooming flower in the universe.